Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
14 states have now postponed presidential primaries because of the COVID-19 crisis, and calls for mail-in voting are growing. But right now, only 5 states conduct all of their elections entirely by mail. One of them is Washington State. And joining us now is Washington's Secretary of State, Kim Wyman. She's on Skype. Kim Wyman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
So have you been getting a lot of phone calls from other states about how voting in Washington works?
Oh, absolutely. My elections director, Lori Agino, and I have probably fielded at least 25 calls between the two of us.
And what do you tell people? How does voting by mail work in Washington State? How does someone cast a ballot? And is there any in-person voting?
So in Washington State, every one of our 4.5 million registered voters receives a ballot by mail in every election they're eligible to vote in. And basically how it works is they take out the ballot, they fill it out, complete it, put it into a security envelope, which has no identifying marks, and that's how we keep their voter secrecy. And then it goes into an outer mailing envelope that they sign and attest to an oath that says that they are eligible to participate. They either mail it back with, we have prepaid postage in our state, or we have about 500 drop boxes around the state where voters can drop those in, and those ballots are returned to the county election offices, and they're processed and counted there, and results are posted on election night at 8 o'clock.
And how do you make sure it's secure?
Our big check is that we have their voter registration signature on file. And then when the ballots come back, the first thing that's done after the just initial count of the total ballots received, the election official compares the signature on the outside of the envelope to the signature that we have on file with their voter registration record. This is really the make it or break it point. If it doesn't match on that first pass, we do have some secondary checks that we do. And ultimately, we will contact the voter and let them know their signature maybe has changed or they forgot to sign the envelope. And they have up until almost certification day, which in our state is either 10 to 20 days after election day, to cure that signature, update it, and have their ballot counted.
And with mail-in voting, how do you do with voter participation rates?
You know, we are always in the top 6 to 10 states in terms of turnout. And in fact, in our presidential primary that we held on March 10th, which was the week after Super Tuesday, we right now have the highest turnout across the country. And we had COVID impacts the last few days of voting.
Yeah. When Washington State voted, it was right in the midst of the outbreak there in the nursing home, especially. Now, you are a Republican in a blue state. Do you think that this would work on a national scale?
I do think it could work on a national scale. There are some challenges that are there, and I think that we have to be very candid and thoughtful how we move forward, because Washington State, we took about 10 years to ramp up just our absentee voting, where any voter could, for any reason, get an absentee ballot for every election. Then in 2005, our legislature allowed us to move to vote by mail by choice, and it still took our state 5 years to ramp up and convert completely to vote by mail. So, you know, states that are contemplating this have to realize that there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be built in, not only machinery to be more efficient in how you process those ballots, but also just having the personnel to ramp it up. There is not going to be any perfect solution in COVID-19, you know, mitigation for any state to not be impacted. We still have a lot of people on the backside that have to process ballots. So while we don't have polling places in Washington State, we have vote centers located in each county, and people can drop their ballots off on election day there.
So you're saying it would be difficult. Do you think it's doable to make mail-in voting an option for every American by November?
It will take a really large number of resources. I do think it is possible. The nice thing is that states around the country right now are working really hard to ensure that our voters can vote. My colleagues across the country we're having conversations, if not daily, we're having them at least weekly, talking about, you know, how do you make this possible? How do we get the infrastructure built out? How do we hire enough people? And all of those questions we're working together on, quite frankly, in a way we couldn't have done 4 years ago. I think that the best thing that came out of all of the Russian interference that we heard about in 2016 is that election officials across the country have been working on plans for cybersecurity, and we have communication channels we didn't before, and it's much more robust. And I think those conversations are really helping us get to the point where we could do voting at home, really, across the country.
That is Kim Wyman, who is the Secretary of State in Washington State, which is a state that holds elections entirely by mail. Kim Wyman, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
And let us know what you think. Should all voting be done by mail later this year at hereandnow.org?